Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites Podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NFL. The Chargers are optimistic that Austin Eckler's hamstring injury won't prevent him from playing in Sunday's season opener at Washington. Eckler made a surprise appearance in the Chargers' first official injury report of 2021 as the hamstring injury resulted in him working out on the side with trainers at Wednesday's practice rather than taking part in team drills. Ravens running back Gus Edwards suffered a torn ACL in Thursday's practice. In a corresponding move, the Ravens have reached an agreement with Latavius Murray on a one-year deal. Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings isn't listed on the Vikings injury report Wednesday. In MLB news, Gerrit Cole is expected to make a start early next week. Cole felt good after playing catch off flat ground Thursday, and he'll likely be able to take his next turn through the rotation after he exited Tuesday's appearance with a tight left hamstring. In the NBA, Jahlil Okafor was waived by the Nets on Thursday. Unsurprisingly, the Nets let Okafor go, as the team has plenty of depth at the center position. The former number 3 overall pick from the 2015 draft continues to bounce around the league, and wherever he lands next will be his fifth franchise. The NFL has officially returned, and we have some Thursday night observations. Tom Brady looked awfully sharp last night. His throws had zip, his intercepted Hail Mary at the end of the half made it easily into the end zone, and his long touchdown to Antonio Brown was dropped in perfectly, and he had total command and poise on the final drive, burning clock with no timeouts by calmly dropping back and tossing the ball out of bounds. Brady had no real interceptions, 4 touchdown passes, and 379 yards passing, and he didn't take a single sack. He won't face Dallas every week, but if he did, he looks awfully good. Rob Gronkowski looked like a prime version of himself and caught all 8 of his targets for 90 yards and scored 2 touchdowns for the second straight game. Antonio Brown's caught a 47-yard touchdown and looked as fast as ever. Ronald Jones fumbled early and didn't work much after that. Playoff hero Leonard Fournette struggled to get going, had a pass tip off his hands for a pick, but did catch 5 passes for 27 yards. Gio Bernard made a catch on the final drive, but he didn't get a ton of work. On the Cowboys side, Dak Prescott didn't show any rust early on, but later in the game, the pass rush did get to him. Still, he took only 1 sack against a tough defense, and his pick went off CeeDee Lamb's hands. Zeke Elliott did very little against Tampa Bay's run defense, but that was by design as Prescott attempted 58 passes, while him and Tony Pollard only had 14 rushing attempts combined. The first Sunday of the NFL season is coming up upon us, and here's a few matchups to look out for. Consider Jalen Hurts against the Falcons. As far as road games go, a trip to Mercedes-Benz Stadium is about as good as it gets. The Falcons have a patchwork secondary with minimal upside beyond a 2021 first-round pick A.J. Terrell, with Dante Fowler the closest thing they have to a threatening edge rusher, coming off a 3-sack 2020 campaign that leaves him with 30.5 sacks through 77 career games. The Eagles have plenty of issues on their own, including Jalen Hurts' accuracy, but they have promising young pass catchers and a veteran O-line that gets right guard Brandon Brooks and right tackle Lane Johnson back from last year's season-ending injuries. Despite completing less than 55% of his passes last year, Hurts scored over 18.6 fantasy points in his 3 full games, averaging 12.7 carries for 79.3 yards. At the wide receiver position, consider Robbie Anderson against the New York Jets. Anderson and Sam Darnold start their reunion tour with a revenge game, but most important, they'll be facing an undermanned defense that has a host of late-round picks and undrafted players competing for playing time at the cornerback position. The Jets don't have a single day one or day two pick at the position, while Carolina trots out Anderson, DJ Moore, and Terrence Marshall for the 3 wide receiver sets. For everything fantasy sports, head over to rotowire.com/pod for a free 10-day trial. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.